My guest on the podcast today is the head coach of the Spanish national men's team, David Martin Lozano. Become a podcast buddy now and get exclusive access to the new podcast episodes. You can find more information about this on my website, schulzekopp.de.
Welcome to this podcast.
Water Polo Expert Talk. Get the insights.
So when you say, okay, we have maybe not the highest level across the whole league in Spain, and you are really also talking or networking with other coaches from other countries, what do you think, or from your perspective, from your awareness, are the biggest differences maybe from the water polo philosophy or the kind of game or the idea of a game of water polo from Spain instead of or against Serbia, Italy, Spain, Germany, whatever. Yeah. So what do you think are the biggest differences?
If we talk about the style of water polo, I think that 10 years ago, for example, the Latin water polo from Italy, Greece, Spain, is more different from the Balkan style or the Hungary style. But in the last seasons, with the change of the new rules from FINA in 2019, I think that the water polo all the countries is more similar because today you don't have intensity, you don't have speed, you don't play with movement. It's very, very difficult to play. And I think now the difference between all the countries are less. Another thing very important, this the new style from Japan. The new style from Japan in the Olympic Games in Rio, I think that they changed the mentality of all the countries. As you can see now, all the games, the pressing is very, very strong, very hard, very up. All the people, the defense go very up to serve the opponent. And he changed the coach of Japan, this mentality. Because, for example, we're in Spain, for me, like a coach, I learn a lot with this style. And I think that now all the teams, Balkans, Hungary, Italy, Greece, Spain, were more similar. Of course, there is a difference, normal difference, because the Balkan players are more big, more strong than Italian, Greeks, or Spanish players. And do you need play with this? But I don't know. When I was looking, for example, the Champions League games, I think that it's very, very similar now, the Serbian, the Croatian, the Greeks, Spanish, even the Germany, because the water polo now is crazy. It's crazy. you need one intensity very, very high. It's impossible to play.
Yeah, so maybe in this case, the new rules maybe make it possible to have same level or same idea maybe of water polo than in this case. Yeah? So maybe this is really a good thing that you have really the competition on the same level. Yeah, so that it's not maybe such a big difference. Maybe not from a physical point of view. Yeah, you mentioned the different sizes and strengthness and so on. Yeah, so there are for sure differences, but they are not nature. So nature differences are normal differences where you can not really change so much with the training or practice or whatever. So you mentioned the Olympic Games. So this is really, I'm sure that it is, but it's really something special. Yeah. Also the highest thing in sports, maybe. Maybe you can give us some idea about these special event. So it's special, right? Or?
Of course, I think the big difference to the Olympics is repercussion media. When you arrive to European Championships or World Championships, you have 2-3 media for your country. He always is there. But when you arrive to Olympic, you have 40 media, 50 media. I said before that in Spain, the idea is water polo is medal sure. For example, for us, when we won the first game in Tokyo against Serbia, and the second game we have 20 medias, the repercussion media in Spain. Spain is a favorite. Spain will win the gold medal. Will be very, very easy. But I think that the big difference in the Olympic Games is this. You arrive and all the media this year forgot you in the last season. In this moment, it's always with the interviews. He go to the pool. All the people know a lot of water polo or are professional of the water polo. But this is a big difference. The Olympic is another thing. And the pressure for the players between the European or World the Champions League is amazing.
And are there any special memories from you personally remembering the Olympic Games? Also, are there any special moments where you can say, okay, this is my personal Olympic moment right now?
Of course, when Filipovic make the goal.
Okay.
No, I think the best memory for all the people that we go to the Olympics is the first day when you arrive to the Olympic Village. It's amazing because it's your dream when you are a kid and you are here and you can see in the village Rafa Nadal, the NBA player, all the famous sports that you only see in the TV. Mm-hmm. After the first day in the start opening for the Olympic in the stadium, when you enter in the stadium, for example, for me in my case for in Beijing 28, you have remembered this in your memory all your life, especially for me like a player for this moment in Beijing, and of course this year in Tokyo, because it's the first time that I feel that we can win the medal. It's the first time we have in Beijing, in London, and in Tokyo. And it's the first time that I feel, I am sure that we win the medal, Olympic medal. And it's in the memory all my life, sure. After we don't win the medal, it's true. But I think that we play a big Olympic Games. We play very, very well. It's true that in semifinals, the sensation is the feeling that we have the game under control. But when you play against these monsters like Filipovic, Majdanovic, Prajnovic, Dusko Pijelovic, all is possible. But I'm happy with the development of all the team. I think that the image of the Spain was very, very good. And I am sure that the next one in Paris, we're ready.
Yeah, so maybe this feeling comes back that you have the good idea, a good feeling to say, okay, at least we are able to make a medal in this game. So why not? Yeah, so when you have really the good feeling, yeah, let's say it that way, so that you are really comfortable to say, okay, we are able to make a medal at the end, even when it's not, as you mentioned, maybe not the case at the end, but you have at least a good feeling to start these Olympic Games. Yeah, so because many of the previous podcast guests where we have also the same discussion, what is really special when you enter or come to the Olympic Games, maybe also the first time. Yeah, so it's really overwhelming and you are really struggling and have to do with all the other things around you. Yeah, so you mentioned the Rafa Nadal or whatever NBA stars where you are only see them on the TV, and then you go to the breakfast and this guy is sitting next to you. Yeah, so this is really these kind of special networking area for most of the previous guests, saying, okay, this is really a networking area. Yeah, so where you maybe also some kind of struggling with your nerves and with your body and all the other stuff when you enter the Olympic Games for the first time. Yeah, when you coming to the Olympic Games, maybe the second time or third time in this case, then it's much more easier because it's not the first time.
Of course. It's very, very difficult the first time or the second time. When you arrive the first time, you are crazy to go to the opening ceremony. I want to go. But when you go one time, the next day you are very, very tired because a lot of hours on feet, you are in the center of the stadium, and the second time you say, okay, I can see in the TV. For example, this year in Tokyo, I was a coach, and we have the first game with Serbia in the morning. I was talking with my players. Guys, it's better don't go to open ceremony. We have 8 persons is the first time. Pinedo, Perrone, Fran Fernandez, there is a problem. But for the other players, Granados, Anaúja, I want to go. But finally, all the team stay in the Olympic Village. It's normal. When you say the second time, all these things is not so important. But when you go the first time, do you need in the Olympic Village 2-3 days to stay on the focus for the competition? Because the village is very, very big. You have a lot of entertainment. Let's say all the famous players. If you want one photo with Nadal or with the NBA players, please take the first one, first day, no in the middle of our competition. It's normal. It's an amazing experience, the Olympic Games.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, so it sounds like some kind of, it's really hard to keep the focus, at least also for young players in this case, to say, okay, take the pictures maybe on the first day or when you arrive to the village or the Olympic Village, and not maybe during the tournament when we have the semifinals or quarterfinals and whatever. So in this case, the focus has to be somewhere different, and not maybe on taking pictures and autographs and so on, So this is really then the hard part maybe also for a coach, to say, okay, we have to stay in the village in this case, but you mentioned yet then that you have the discussion all with the whole team about this.
For my experience, I always say the same. When you go to the Olympic Games, you can see 3 levels of sport. The sports that we go to participate, they are very happy to be in the Olympic Games. Mm-hmm. The second is it's for man that he walked with the ambition that the best performance personally will be see what happened. And the third is the people that who go to win. You can see the difference in the village. You can see, you can feel. Can feel the people very happy. I am here, I want to participate. The other people that I am happy because I make very well. I maybe 13th position, but I'm happy. And the people with the focus, you can see his mentality. For the first time for me with the Spanish team, this year we go to win. I feel the focus in the players, the mentality, concentration. After you can win or not, but we go to win. After Olympic Games, I don't feel this feeling in the team. So I am happy. I am happy for this because my team go to the Olympic Games to win. Of course, Serbia go to win, Hungary, Greece, Italy, Croatia, with a lot of teams with this mentality. So it's very, very difficult. But it is the first time. I am happy for this. And I think that we are be ready for Paris.
Okay. Yeah. So Paris is coming near. Yeah. So it's not so far away anymore.
Not only for Paris, but this World Championship in Budapest is split because I think that it's very important to change the mentality of the team. It's one thing that when when I arrived to the head coach from Spain, I went to change. I went to change. We don't want to stay in the quarterfinal after fifth position. No, no. We want to go to the semifinals, win semifinals, arrive to final, and win the final. I think that Spain's team in the last seasons, in the last years, this changed this mentality. And for me, it's very, very important.
So this kind of mentality, maybe just coming maybe to the question, are there any special things you have to do or you're trying to do before such an important game like a semi-final or also a final, maybe playing for gold or silver? Then are there any special things you try to do, or is this kind of a normal game at the end? Yeah,
if we talk about the tactic technique, I think that one stronger thing of the Spanish team is the variability tactic. We always change, depends the opponent. We don't play the same water polo if we play against Serbia or if we play against Italy, for example. And of course, when you start one important game like this, quarterfinals, semifinals, we make different things. If we talk about the message for the team, the mentality for the team, I don't know, because I were trying a lot of things. For example, in European Barcelona in the final against Serbia, if you remember, we were playing a lot of pressing in this tournament, and we always go up to search the opponent. But before the final, I am thinking Dusko Pjelić is very bad, dangerous in the center. If we make it only one player with him, we have problems. In the technique, in the meeting before the final, finally, I speak with my players and I say, I am thinking make more zone, but no, we make more pressing. More pressing a lot. What do you think with this? Your head, like a coach, is a crazy before the game. You have a lot of things to say. Sometimes you don't have clear what is the way to win. But finally, in the last season, for example, and I was always go with the same way that we use in the first group. For example, in the Olympic Games, we win all the games, whereas to the quarterfinals, don't change nothing. And in the semifinal with Serbia, we play the same. No, don't change. And the message, if you change a lot the message, maybe the players feel the pressure and it's dangerous for the game. But this is a very good question. This is a very good question, because it's very difficult to make the focus like a coach to motivate all the players. Not motivate no, because the players are sure motivate, but the focus as a measure is very, very important and difficult.
Yeah, and when you say you have really the case or a team which is able to have some varieties and play different tactics and philosophies and press or not press, then it's maybe also an advantage for you as a coach, that you are knowing, okay, they are able to do these other tactics and techniques within, or change these techniques from game one to game two. Yeah, and on the other hand, it's normal or clear or logical to say, okay, why should I change something for the next game when we win all the other games before? Yeah, so in this case, you do not have really the need to change at least anything. Yeah, so maybe it's okay then.
I think that currently in the level of the scouting in our sport is grow up. It's amazing. All the teams know your movements, how should your players, and you have the same information. But after, there is a players like Mandic or Filipovic or Munarriz or Granados that is very, very difficult because they are different players. We try that our players are ready for all the options for the other teams. Because when you play against Serbia and his coach is Dejan Savic, of course, do you know that Dejan Savic is the best coach in the world? And you are prepared for some surprise. For example, if you remember in the first game against Serbia, when they start with the extra men, with the line of 2 meters, only play the line of 2 meters, for us, this was a big, big surprise. We decided one goal, another goal, and change this. If you make the practice before, it's very difficult in the game. Of course, when we play the semifinals, we try that this situation don't repeat. But what happened? That Dejan Savic is very, very, very and I'm sure that he are thinking Spain make a solution for this. We make another solution, the other line, exterior line, we make the goals. This is the work, the mental work between the coach and the players, of course. But this is the level of these games, semifinals, quarterfinals, because finally, only one player can change all the situation in the game. For example, Filipovic.
Yeah,
we know that Filipovic should default, but after he have the capacity to make the goal between four arms, the goalkeeper. So it's Filipovic.
Yeah. So maybe we already mentioned the Olympic Games in Paris. So, but there's enough space before between Paris and now. So, what is coming for you and your team as next?
For us, I think that it's important for our mentality to try to stay, of course, in the semifinals of the World Championships. For us now, the target is in Budapest, because I think that we are the only team in the last seasons we always play in semifinals. In Barcelona, in Gwangju, in Budapest, and after in Tokyo. The only time that we don't got medal was in Tokyo. But I think that for us, for confidence, it's very, very important to return to win medals. This is our target. We prepare this World Championship with the target to win medals. But it will be difficult because the calendar in this season is crazy. All the players that were playing in the Champions League in the Final 8, we have only 10 days to preparation to Budapest. But I think that we must go to Budapest with the mentality to arrive another time in the final to win, because I think that we have a team and talent and potential to play these games. After, of course, we need to rest because the calendar is very, very strong. To prepare the European Championship. We are lucky because in Budapest and Split, the atmosphere for water polo fans is amazing. And we won't play this in these games where there are a lot of people, there are a lot of pressure. Like in Budapest, for example, the final in Budapest European Championship was amazing for us. We lose, but the atmosphere for the Spanish player is amazing because we don't have this atmosphere here in Spain.
Yeah, so it seems like that in every country we have the same situation with the scheduling and with the calendar. Yeah, so it's not really the easiest way. So in the past we only have these kind of discussion maybe for football players or for soccer players here in Europe. Yeah, so where we have the discussion with World Champion, Champions League, and all the other tournaments or kinds of tournaments we have in soccer. And now we have the same discussion also for other sports like water polo, yeah, where the players do not have really time for rest, for recovery in this case. And you say, okay, I have only 10 days together with the team, with the players to prepare the team for the next tournament. Then. And it's not really an easy situation for everybody, yeah?
No, it's not a good time for the players. I think that the calendar is crazy. After the situation with COVID, what happened? That there are players that take the COVID, 10 days without training, without practice, and in 2 days he must play one champions game. It's very, very difficult.
Yeah.
The problem with the injuries, with the health of the players, and we must be careful with this situation because I think in the future we can be in a situation that some star players say that I don't go to European championships, I need to rest.
Mm-hmm.
And if we want to grow up like a sport, we need the idol to start in this tournament, World Championship, European Championship. But if we go in this way, maybe we will see this situation that some star players say, I need to rest this summer. For example, that happened in Gwangju. If you remember, Serbia go without seven mm-hmm. players of the national yeah. team. And this is not good for the World Championships. One world champion without Filipovic in this moment, Dusko Pilovic, or in this summer without, I don't know, Varga, Mandic, Munari, I don't know. This is no good for our sport. We need show to the goal the best show with the best players in the water, because we need that the kids look this world championship and. Mm-hmm. He dream in the future to be played. But is your world, is you can see the world championships, for example, in soccer, without Messi or Cristiano.
Yeah, it's not the same.
It's not the same. I think that we are the only sport in the world where some players don't go on the world championships or European champions to rest.
Yeah, so
only happen with the NBA and the NBA, but it's another world. But the other sport, for me, this is a big problem. And then what happened? For me, this World Championships, it's necessary because the last World Championships in 2019 in Gwangju, we stayed 3 years without World Championships. If you don't play this season, it will be 4 years. But I think that the World Championships in January of 2024, for me, is a crazy. For me, is a crazy. Because the water polo players with the competition of the clubs, European World Championships in 2024, and after the Olympic Games, the qualification for the Olympic Games, for me, I don't know what will happen, but this is...
Yeah, and the scheduling, it's not really the easiest, or it doesn't make sense in so many cases, yeah, in so many ways. And the crazy thing about this is maybe from the people who try to make these decisions, they are coming maybe from the water polo and should know the differences and difficulties and points, which is not really at the moment the best, and they decide. Not really in the best way for the sport, yeah. And they should know because they are coming from the sport. In most of the cases, not in every case, so not everybody who's trying to make these kind of decisions in the LEN or FINA or whatever is maybe coming from water polo. But this is maybe not really the best way to do these kind of decisions, yeah. So, leaving the head coaches and maybe the bigger nations in water polo out of the game and don't have the chance to, in your case, to give feedback or to influence these kind of decisions. Yeah. So at least I don't know if there are any kind of influencing these kinds of decisions from Spain or Greece or Italy. So I don't know if this is the case. Yeah. So they're making their decisions without talking to you.
Yes. Of course, but I think that, in my opinion, we have a big problem in the world community, water polo community. This is the difference between FINA and LEN. I think that they must sit in the same table, one similar calendar. But what happened when FINA put the World Championships in June, and after here's the same calendar of the LEN Champions League? LEN move the champions, but no early for the preparation for the World Champions League. And who's the problem? Okay, finally, the coach and the players are the with the problem for the preparation. I don't know. Another thing is FINA. We must think that we are water polo is a little thing in FINA. The swimmers, the jumping, synchronized, is a big family. And I don't know if FINA is more thinking in water polo or in swimming. I'm sure that they are thinking in the swimmers. But water polo is the only sport that all the players are playing with the clubs. And they have two calendars, the calendar of the clubs and the calendar of the national team. But I agree with you. I think that this is necessary to sit with the coach, with the federations, collaboration. But I don't know if it will be possible, because I think that these political decisions.
At the end, it's more or less political decisions. Yeah, it's more political stuff which is going around here, not really in the best case or the best result for the water polo as a sport. Yeah.
Yes.
So this is exactly the case. Yeah, so there are other things, a lot of things to do beside the pool. Yeah, so we have also to deal with all the politics and communication, or lack of communication in this case, more. So maybe we can influence the communication, or develop and influence the communication here in the water polo community, also with the kind of water polo podcast, maybe. at the end, we have maybe a little impact on the communication of the water polo community.
I wish, but it's true that in the last years there is a lot of podcasts, websites are very, very critical with the FINA, with the LEN. I think that it's very important. It's important because repercussion media. You have bad opinion from this statement. It's okay, this critical vision for the our sport. For me, you must work in this way.
I will do. I will not stop the podcast.
I am sure. But I am only say that we must protect the most important thing in our sport is the athletes, the players. Mm-hmm. It's the most important, not the coach, not the media, not the director technical, no. The coach, and please, for this organization, federations, FINA, LEN, this is the most important things. Because if you don't have these athletes, these idols, we don't have kids that in the future will want to play water polo, swimming, synchronized. But what do you want?
Yeah. So in the end, we have, coming back to the one of the first questions in this discussion, where we have the problem. We have to find kids with the idols in the sports, and when we do not have really the chance, based on the scheduling, that they are participant in the Olympic Games or World Championships, and that they cannot play or will not play because they are resting, in this case, in this period of time, then we have really the bigger problem. Yeah. So when we are not able to protect them, more in a positive way.
Of course. Because as you can see, the water polo is very, very hard sport. And the last, with the new rules, we have less time to position, less time to rest between quarters, less time to extra men, and there are more calendar. And the games are very, very hardest, and the calendar is full of the game. And after One other thing that I think that we must change is the possibility that we can go to the World Champions with 16 players to make change between the teams. You can start playing with your team, change one player, and I have for the show, for the old sport, is very, very important because it's not we destroy the same players every same, because the good players are in all competition, the more hard competition, and we must protect.
That's true. So maybe this is a good statement for the end of our discussion, that we have to protect our players. I think this is really a good statement then at the end that we can communicate to the rest of the listeners here in the podcast. Good. Yeah. Thank you for your time. It was really a pleasure and interesting discussion. Really, really happy to have you here in the podcast. So Spain, Barcelona is not so far away. So maybe we have the chance to meet each other face to face somewhere in the future in Barcelona. So maybe a short vacation.
Yeah. That's cool. Please, when
why not?
Barcelona, please call me.
Maybe we can do then a little bit practice for older men, older players.
A little of sun, warm beer, it's perfect. Barcelona,
yeah,
is
it. So, sounds good for me. Yeah, I'm with you.
Thank you good. For your job. Sorry for my English. I know that it's not perfect, but I will try speak better. But thank you for your job, Andrea. What a pleasure for me.
Yeah, thank you. And as mentioned before, so we are not really have the focus on only native speakers in English. So we are not both native speakers of English. So so we have a good time though. At the end, this is the most important point. So thank you for your time. Hope to see you soon, maybe after all these Corona things. And have a nice day.
Have a nice day. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.